behindthewheel.com.au.
This is where motoring starts. It is Behind the Wheel, broadcasting on stations right around the country and, of course, downloadable as a podcast, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Stitcher, at iTunes, or, of course, our website, behindthewheel.com.au. Time to beef things up a bit and head over to Craig Payne, General Manager of Harrison F Trucks. Craig, welcome to Behind the Wheel. Great to have your company.
Thanks for having me.
Craig, this is a wonderful story. It's, from what I understand of it, you import these trucks from the US, do conversions, fit them to local conditions, and you have a flourishing market in so doing.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well, Pete. I guess the conversion that we do on our Super Duty trucks is a full-volume, silver-complied standard truck. So it's very, very close to OEM and QVM from Ford factory's point of view. So basically, they're very happy with how we're tampering with their trucks, I guess, is the short story to that.
Presumably, they don't make them in compliant to Australian conditions.
No, they don't, Peter. They only make them left-hand drive. So effectively, yes, we buy them that way, bring them in, and if anyone's ever seen a conversion take place on one of these trucks, it's quite amazing. Everything from the engine to the cabin has just pulled apart, and they start there again.
How did you develop the expertise to be able to do this? How did you get a workforce that was able to do such specialist work?
We're actually the retail arm. Our conversion company is called VDC, which is Vehicle Development Corporation, in Coolaroo in Campbellfield.
Oh, yeah.
These guys have been doing the Super Duties since early 2000s, and they've just developed up terrific knowledge of the trucks. They've got a company in America called VDE, a parent company. So they're across everything that's going on with the brands, from the 150s, being the F-150s, right through all the Super Duty range. And, they've just got the knowledge and the know-how and the engineering skill and expertise, and they just do a fantastic job. And it is recognised to the point, as I said earlier, they do a full-volume, silver-complied standard truck. To give people a little indication of what that meant is the truck was then converted right-hand. It had to go back to America, do 5,000 miles or 8,000 kilometres around the Michigan Proving Ground, then come back to Australia and do 30,000 kilometres in outback Australia before they got their tick of approval with all independently tested brake parts and engineering specs, etc., etc.
That'll do it, all right.
Absolutely. So, look, in other words, it's very similar to buying a truck out of a Ford dealership. If Ford were to bring them here, it would be up to the same sorts of standards as you would be buying from Ford themselves.
As close to as possible, and I think they recognise the standard that VDC do, to the point of, as I said, that we have OEM and QVM, which is quality vehicle management. So I guess if I was talking on behalf of Darren Moore, who is the guy who runs VDC, they try and do it as close to a mirror image with everything they can from left to right.
Now, what happens if something goes wrong? What are the availability of parts and what about servicing and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, the servicing and parts, we can have a large range, and there is a lot of F-part people around Australia. Servicing, most Ford dealerships will service the F-trucks, and obviously most A-grade diesel mechanics can service the F-trucks. From a warranty perspective, we have warranted the trucks now for nearly a decade, doing them as the reseller. And we have a four-year, 130,000-kilometre warranty.
Oh, just that's all right.
Yeah, and anywhere in Australia, as you can imagine, we've had them break down in Perth and we've had them break down in Tassie, so we get parts and bits and pieces as quickly as we can and get people on the road. And there's also 24-hour, 7-day-a-week NRMA coverage for people if we get caught, that we have to get them off the road and put them up overnight somewhere till we can get them fixed and going again.
Now, Craig, who are the sort of people who would buy these vehicles and what uses would they be put to?
Look, the buyers are varied, Peter. We have a lot of caravan and camping guys who, I guess the grey nomads, you see them and they're towing the trucks around Australia. When we get back to the 150 variants, big boys' toys, quite a lot of guys just grab them. They're a fantastically nimble truck as opposed to the Super Duties, which are, as I say, we're really a tow capacity of 4.5 tonnes, so we're getting the big fifth wheel hitches. A lot of equestrian people with large horse floats, etc.
Mm.
So there's a fairly varied mix. But again, when we come back to that F-150, it has a lesser tow capacity, the smaller truck, and that tends to be where the guys that they do tow a little with it, maybe their van or a boat, But tend to traditionally be something that they drive around in, have a bit of fun in, and use it as a work ute as well.
And do it in style and in comfort, yes. Presumably.
Well, yeah. From what I remember of the old F-150s, they always look great, but wow, it took some work to drive the big beast, so I'd imagine they've kind of improved over the years.
Yeah, look, certainly the Super Duties, the 250s and above, they still have a truck feel, but they are very easy to steer. The 150s are a different animal. They're more like a large RV, so they're, again, nimbler again.
Hmm.
But the Super Duties, yeah, look, they're terrific. They're a very light steer. And I think one of the things you get a lot is when the husband and wife will call into the showroom and they're just about to do their first tour of Australia and they've bought the van and they're ready to go, the wife's attitude is, God, I don't think I can drive that. And we always put her in the seat and give her a steer around first and show the rear parking cameras and things like that. And they're quite surprised when they jump back out of the truck at how easy they are to drive.
Hmm. Yeah, fair. And, geez, they look the part these days too, don't they? They've really got a mean look about them. And some are, I know in the States you can get Raptor variants and all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Are those sorts of things available through you guys?
They are, and I'd encourage anyone. We had 20-odd Raptors come into the country this year. We're down to our last couple, and the Raptor has now been discontinued with the new F-150 coming out. If they jump on our webpage, harrisonftrucks.com.au, we've got an icon there called Tuscany, and we are the sole distributors of their trucks into Australia. And just to touch on what you're talking about,
yep.
That's a really pimped up version of a 150 and even a Super Duty. So you'll see them there with aggressive wheels and lift kits and you name it,
mm-hmm.
And they're a beast of a truck.
Fantastic. Well, we'll make sure we get some links on our website too, behindthewheel.com.au, and we'll get everyone through to your website to get a look at the pictures. If, for example, I came down today and said, okay, I want one of these, I want it in silver, how long would I have to wait?
Well, we've got quite a few coming into the country,
yeah.
So it wouldn't be that long a wait. In fact, the Ingot Silver, I could put you in one today. And the
right,
other colour there is magnetic, I could get you in that as well. But just talking to a gentleman earlier who's just placed an order with us,
yeah.
He wanted something very specific. So from Ford factory to conversion and in for him to drive away, we sort of talk 4 to 5 months.
Okay.
But we actually have a consistent volume coming through that we make up it for ourselves, for our clients, and have on our showroom here in Melbourne. We've also got a showroom up in Queensland in Maroochydore.
I was just about to ask that because we've got loads of folks that listen to us right throughout the top end of WA, Northern Territory, Queensland as well. So regardless of where you are in the country, essentially if you can't make it to the dealership, you can get all the info through the website, and I suppose you guys would be able to arrange delivery anywhere around the country?
Look, we do. We sell quite a lot to all states. So yes, it's fairly standard for us. Most people, they come across and pick up the truck on a 21-day permit and head back, or we put them on the large trucks and send them over. It just depends on how people want to do it.
Fantastic. Hey, Craig, look, thanks heaps for your time. We really appreciate it. We'll follow with interest how things go for you guys. But as I say, head to our website, behindthewheel.com.au. We'll have more information on Harrison F Trucks. In the meantime, Craig Payne, General Manager, awesome to have you coming today.
Thanks so much for your time.